When you drive the brand ranked number one in dependability by J.D. Power, you can stop thinking about what you can't do and start doing what you never thought possible. Visit your local Kia dealer today to see yourself behind the wheel of the brand ranked number one in dependability by J.D. Power. Kia. Movement that inspires.
Call 800-333-4KIA for details. Always drive safely. Kia received the fewest reported problems among all brands in the J.D. Power 2022 U.S. Vehicle Dependability Study based on 2019 models. See jdpower.com/awards for 2022 details.
Port Canaveral is making room for more ships, and in a big way. Carnival Cruise Line has reached a contingent agreement with the port to home port their upcoming 180,000-ton LNG ship in Central Florida, as well as build a brand new cruise terminal. The unnamed ship is set to debut in 2020 and will be the first North American-based cruise ship powered by liquefied natural gas. You can see a rendering of this 5,300-passenger ship at cruiseradio.net. P&O Cruises is getting rid of their discretionary service charge for guests across its whole fleet starting in May of 2019. The cruise line said they pay their crew members a fair wage and tipping is not required or expected. However, it's still accepted for great service. The company also said prices will not increase because of this change. And finally, travel scams are on the rise, so much so that the FBI released a notice on Tuesday reminding citizens to be vigilant about watching out for travel scams that are just too good to be true. Some popular scams these days are people sending fake travel offers through text messages and an increase in those "you're a lucky winner" emails. The FBI also wants to remind consumers to always pay with a credit card. This gives you more protection than using cash, check, or debit card. And a look at the closing bell for Tuesday. Carnival Corporation closed at 61.45, up 70 cents. Norwegian Holdings closed at 53.36, up 28 cents. And Royal Caribbean closed at 118.50, up $1.68. Get more stories at cruiseradio.net. Doug Parker, Cruise Radio News.